Good morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Hey, Michael. How's things?
Oh, I'm very well. When do you make the trip up to Sydney?
I'll go up on Saturday morning. I'll ride at the Valley tomorrow night,
and then just
head up in the morning. So I've only got the one ride, so I can sort of cruise up there by lunchtime and have a look around and have a nice, easy day.
Now, you've been up there though, and given her a piece of work, haven't you?
Yeah, I went I galloped her on last Saturday. She had a bit of work with Uhud there, so that was her main piece of work before this Saturday. So it was nice to be on her back and get a feel for her again.
Tony's been very confident that he works with the Sydney Way of Going. She handles it very well, and we've seen her perform well, of course, in the Magic Millions. How, to your eye and feel, has she settled in Sydney?
She's good. She hasn't been this way going in a race. She's trialled this way, but she ran down the straight first up, and then she went to Queensland. So she'll be more at sea, I would say, going this way going than the Sydney way. But when I worked there the other morning, she hasn't gone backwards at all. She looked a little bit big in condition, I thought. That's why she's having this run this week, because she went out in the paddock after Magic Millions and she's done really well out in Tony's property there at Angaston. And she's a really good doer, and she's got a beautiful property out there. And so she had that rest and came back with a bit of condition on her, so the racing will do her good.
There's no doubt about that. You didn't get to ride her last start. Was that a tough watch for you when you saw Timmy Clark boot her home last start?
No, not at all. I still had her locked in. There was never any doubt that I'd be jumping back on her. So it was good to see her come out and win, because I thought that that would be the race. If she was vulnerable at any point this prep, that it would have been first up, because she hadn't done much off the back of that Magic Millions. You know, she had been out in the paddock, and I was really happy watching. I stayed to ride Uhud in the Blue Diamond, and that was a choice that both Tony and I had spoken at length about. I know all the connections were happy enough for me to stay here. If there had been some sort of problem, I would have been straight up to Sydney. So I was quite happy to see her come out and win, and give me a lot of confidence.
And Tony's using the same preparation he did into the Magic Millions, giving her the week back up. Is that when you think she's at her best?
She performed so well off it last time. She definitely needed the couple of runs into the slipper this time. So I couldn't see why you wouldn't follow that same program. I think when something's not broken, you don't need to fix it. So she should come through this. She definitely needs it, so she should come through this the same as she did off the back of her prep into the Magic Millions.
How do you see the Golden Slipper, the picture, coming together for the strength of the race this year?
I would say a couple of those horses that are the main chances have probably had slight hiccups in their preps, whereas she hasn't. Obviously the Horse of Horses is the one to beat. Written by, also looked good winning the Diamond. So I thought they're never easy to win, but I think she's probably had the best prep going into it of anything.
A lot of pressure associated with her. She is the ruling favourite for the Golden Slipper, the biggest two-year-old race anywhere in the world. You seem to be a pretty laid-back character, that nothing phases you. How do you deal with that type of pressure, Luke?
I like to probably just switch off from it a bit. I just try not to think about it too much, and what will be will be. You're riding races every day. I've been riding races for 20-odd years, so... Mm. She'll either win on next Saturday or she won't. So there's not much, there's not much worrying about it's gonna do. So we'll worry about it on the day.
what would be the perfect result this Saturday for her with a golden slipper 7 days away? You don't want a gutbuster, do you?
No, she won't hurt her to have a good gallop because, like I said, she has done quite well. So it won't hurt her to have a good gallop. But, yeah, it'd be nice to probably go out and win by 3 or 4 reason up and, you know, just give her, have a cruise the last 100 metres. But, yeah, we'll see. But with the rain and with the rain that they've had through the week, the track should be perfect. So it should... Hopefully it's a nice track gallop for her in preparation for the next week.
Well, it is autumn, Sydney. Wet tracks are prevalent up there this time of year. She's never raced on a wet track. Has she shown you that she can handle a wet track?
I worked her on when I worked her last Saturday. There it was fairly wet, although we worked out on the grass and it was new, fresh ground. She seemed to love it, and it was pretty wet her trial at Cranbourne, and it didn't seem to faze her at all. So I think what she's shown so far, like you say, without having raced on it, I reckon she'd get through it if it was a bit wet.
How many slippers have you ridden in?
Haven't ridden in one yet, so
really?
We'll make it 1 for 1 would be nice.
That's a pretty good strike rate, sounds good. Well, that's Rose Hill on Saturday, and we're really hoping that she can do what you are expecting, a nice ease-down job leading into the slipper 7 days later. But you mentioned you're at Moonee Valley on Friday night. You've got two rides there. What do you make of your rides? You've got one for John and Chris Ledger, Think Positive, and you've also got one called Dr. Kodo for Ian Jones.
Yeah, I don't know Dr. Kodo. I haven't had a look through it yet, but the horse of John Ledger's definitely won a couple of starts back and then was very stiff at Crawford the last time. Didn't really get a clear crack at him. So I think it's probably a pretty good race, but I think he'll run really well.
You got a couple that are tonight, I should say, at Racing.com Park. One for Tony Resurge in race number one. I got a duck egg next to its name. What happened there?
Yeah, he's a bit of a work in progress at the moment. He's as far as you think, he's a real staying type. He's shown us a bit at home, but he was very new first up, and he's still going through the education process. But he's going to be a horse that's going to take a little bit of time.
You got Sea Spirit for Johnny Sadler. Gee, you rode a nice debut winner for Johnny Sadler last week as well. How does Sea Spirit, how's it expected to go this evening?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to John as yet. So I haven't had a good look through its form. But I think if it jumps away, sometimes I think it can miss the start quite badly. So if it jumps away, then it's probably a very good chance. But it was nice to ride a winner for John. I've ridden for John for years, and he's a very good trainer, and I get on reading really well, and it's quite a nice horse. The rode for him last week and beat the hot pot there. So, it might be one to follow.
Well, you're one to follow for sure, Luke. You're riding really well. Can't wait to see you back with Sunlight on Saturday. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.
Luke Curry.